A developing story this morning. The director of BBC Northern Ireland, Peter Johnson, has intervened to stop any suggestion that BBC Northern Ireland will take part in the Belfast Pride Parade tomorrow. Mr. Johnson has also overruled the suggestion made last week within the BBC that individual BBC Northern Ireland programmes would be branded at the parade. The Nolan Show revealed last week that BBC staff here had been told, quote, that BBC Northern Ireland will, for the first time, be taking part in Belfast Parade, Pride, on the 3rd of August, alongside many organisations and members of the public. The memo issued last week also said, everyone, regardless of how you identify, is welcome to come along to join BBC Northern Ireland on the day. You do not need to be a member of BBC Pride, the memo to all staff in Northern Ireland said. However, within the last few minutes, the director of BBC Northern Ireland, who has just returned from leave, has issued a statement saying he's just back from holiday and BBC Northern Ireland, as a corporation, will not be participating. Now, obviously, this will be subject to extensive debate this morning. I want to read Mr. Johnson, his statement in full this morning. We're also putting a bid in as we speak for BBC management to come on to the Nolan Show this morning. And I repeat, as I've been saying all week, we treat BBC management and we treat all BBC staff the way we treat any other citizen in Northern Ireland. We encourage them to come on and to speak to the general public on our airwaves. Here's what Mr. Johnson has said in his note to staff this morning. He says, I've just returned from annual leave and thought it might be helpful for me to summarise what's actually happening with staff involvement in the Belfast Pride Parade 2019. I know that all of this has generated quite a bit of interest and debate both within the BBC and beyond. It is clear that there's been some confusion about the terms and basis for BBC staff involvement in the Belfast Pride Parade 2019. The BBC Pride Staff Network, a staff-led initiative that operates across the UK, will be taking part in the Belfast Pride Parade, along with colleagues, family and friends. BBC Pride provides encouragement, friendship, advice and support to staff of all sexualities. It does important work in helping to make the BBC an inclusive and diverse organisation, and we've been supportive of the local group and its members. Mr. Johnson continues, we know that there are legislative issues specific to Northern Ireland in relation to same-sex marriage. These raise important considerations for the BBC in the context of its editorial guidelines, including the requirement to maintain due impartiality within our output. None of this means that members of the BBC Pride Network cannot be involved in Pride festivities in Belfast, but it does require BBC Northern Ireland to avoid creating the impression that it has a position on matters of political contention or controversy. The BBC's editorial guidelines provide clear advice in this regard. It is on this basis that BBC Northern Ireland will not be involved corporately in the Belfast Pride Parade and that individual programme brands will not be represented. As and if wider circumstances change, we will keep all of this under review. And we will continue to report and provide a forum for debate about issues relating to same-sex marriage in ways that are fair, accurate and impartial. Mr. Johnson concludes, our fundamental commitment is to serving and reflecting the needs of all BBC audiences and to achieve that objective with a diverse workforce in which everyone is valued. I hope this is useful and know that further information about Saturday's event is now available from the BBC Pride Network in Belfast. So that dropping just about, what is it, about 15 minutes ago to all BBC staff in Northern Ireland. We'll start off with you because you've led this debate from the very beginning. Fran Belfast, morning to you, Fra.
Good morning, Stephen.
So
I've just obviously heard you mention the statement that's been put out by the DGA, I assume, of the BBC.
Well, he is the director. He's not the director general of BBC Northern Ireland throughout the UK. He's the director. He's the big boss in Northern Ireland.
Okay, thanks for the correction. Listen, I agree with what he says because while I will be on the Pride March on Saturday and I totally endorse equal marriage, I think as the BBC, as it currently stands, as the state broadcaster, should stay and be seen to be neutral in all political kind of debates and the political things within society. It's meant to reflect and, you know, show the news, not to be leaders and people to direct the news as we're going forward. So I basically agree with what he said, and I think it's a good move.
Were you worried when you heard about, when you heard how we reported what staff had been told last week?
Okay, do you want to define worried? What do you mean by that?
Well, were you worried when you heard the suggestion that BBC individual programmes would be branded at the parade? Were you worried that BBC Northern Ireland as an organisation would be participating in the parade? And this has since been overruled.
I understand that individual members within the BBC attach to different programmes and flagships of the BBC who are involved or support Pride and are perhaps members of the LGBT community have every right to ask to be facilitated to go to the Pride marches because it happens in the rest of the UK, apparently, because I've heard you say that last week. And, like, on one level, I think it's populist. It's people jumping on the bandwagon. You've got the police, you've got your fire brigade, you've got other organisations all attending the Pride parade. And I think that's just PR for those organisations. I don't see it any other way. But a state broadcaster should remain above, the political kind of currents in society. They should be reporting the news, not making the news.
Fra, thank you very much. Seamus de Foyche, the SDLP councillor, with us this morning. Morning to you, Seamus.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, I think we have to be very clear that BBC staff members will still be taking part tomorrow and be taking part under the BBC Pride banner. I think that has to be welcomed, much in the same way as I welcomed a number of other different organisations taking part in Pride this year. Again, all within the spirit of supporting either staff members or in the instance of sporting organisations, players, volunteers and supporters. This is, I think, an opportunity for some confusion to arise as to what exactly is happening tomorrow. But let's be very clear, BBC Pride will be taking part and that will involve BBC Northern Ireland staff members who are involved in that network.
What is unclear, because it's not mentioned anywhere in this note from Mr Johnson, and the Nolan Show has questions for BBC Northern Ireland, which again, we will treat BBC Northern Ireland the same way we treat anyone else. The further questions that there are, will, for example, BBC journalists who may be participating in news coverage around issues like same-sex marriage be allowed to go to that parade? Or does that breach the perception of their impartiality? And I think that's a question that we will put. In fact, we will put that question to BBC management this morning and ask them what their response to that is. What's your view on that, Seamus? Should an individual who works for BBC Northern Ireland, who may be part of the journalistic team in Northern Ireland, should they be at that parade, or does that breach the impression of impartiality?
No, I don't think it does. And we've had journalists from UTV take part over a number of years now in Belfast Pride. There would also be journalists who would be members of the NUJ who would have been involved in previous years. I don't see why that should in any way create any problem. They are, in effect, staff who are members of a staff network who are perfectly entitled to be able to say, this is a network that represents me. And as I said previously on the show, visibility being such an important part of the work of Pride in supporting LGBT staff.
It's an interesting debate, this, isn't it? And it's an interesting discussion because, for example, a BBC Northern Ireland member of staff who was involved in our journalism here, they would not be able to attend any event that, for example, was protesting on any issue regarding abortion. They would not be able to attend any event that was protesting against a political party, the DUP, the UUP, Sinn Féin. They would not be allowed to do it. And Belfast Pride has described itself, as well as a weekend of celebration, it has described itself as a weekend of protest. So how could a journalist within the BBC, with the requirement for any journalist in the BBC to have the perception as well as the reality of impartiality, be at that Belfast Pride event tomorrow? And that is why this is an interesting debate, Seamus, because then the position you've put is that you're saying that every individual has a right in their own right to attend this parade tomorrow.
I don't think we should be putting anybody in the BBC into a glass closet, and that is certainly what might be perceived to be happening if the Pride Network were stopped from being involved. So, like I said, I welcome their involvement, and I welcome the fact that other organisations are involved this year. Yes, Pride is a protest, but as long as there continue to be issues around inequality, that will be the case. And I've said this before, that hasn't stopped the BBC in places like Manchester, where in fact they've run live coverage of Pride as part of their programming. That hasn't stopped the BBC and other places in the UK from taking an active role in relation to Pride celebrations, where even though marriage equality has been legislated for, there are still inequality issues that Pride protests.
Okay, Stephen, next morning, Stephen.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, I think Mr. Johnson's return from his holiday has just delivered a sort of cold shower of common sense on this. I think it's very difficult for the BBC as a massive global corporation to find themselves wrapped up in the controversy. Any sort of political or ongoing controversy involving politics, particularly for journalists, and I don't think anybody is going to try and suggest that individuals cannot participate. But clearly what they cannot be doing, nor should any other corporate body, be badging themselves into a political or protest situation. So the individual rights of BBC employees won't be affected by this, as long as they're not using the insignia or the badging of the BBC.
Jim Allister from the TUV joining us now. Stay there, Stephen. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning.
Your reaction to this, you were very critical of BBC Northern Ireland last week. You said, and I challenged you, that this was a sign of our breach of impartiality. The fact is, Jim Allister, that we debated this issue openly on the airwaves and a decision has been taken for BBC Northern Ireland as a corporation. It will not be participating in that Pride parade tomorrow.
Yes, and I welcome that. Having stood back and observed what they had done, I welcome the fact that BBC came to its senses on this and recognised that they were totally surrendering their impartiality on the issues so entwined in this parade, and therefore have taken the corporate decision they've taken and backed off and climbed down from something they should never put themselves in that position. And of course, it raises now the same issue for the PSNI. Well, they have the same common sense approach and recognise that they cannot and should not brand themselves corporately with a political venture, because this is so entwined with the demand for a change in the law.
And there
so
will be those.
It's an interesting challenge to them.
There will be those, Jim Allister, who will argue that the BBC is in a different position because the PSNI are not attempting to facilitate debate where there are arguments on both sides of an argument. They are not attempting in any way to be impartial journalists. That was BBC Northern Ireland's position, and that is at the centre of the director of BBC Northern Ireland's decision. He quotes the editorial guidelines and the perception and the requirement to maintain impartiality within our output. That doesn't apply to any other organisation.
Deal with that in a moment. It's a pity maybe Mr. Johnson hadn't read and considered and implemented those guidelines before the folly of last week in allowing
BBC. Mr. Johnson was on holiday.
To take a position.
It's a statement of fact that he was on holiday.
Well, if he was on holiday, I'm sure there are deputies. But there we are. We are where we are. And it moved in the right direction. As for the PSNI, it's quite clear the PSNI exists to honour the law of Northern Ireland. And the criminal law is one thing, but the civil law is part of it too. And when you therefore have an organisation which aligns itself corporately with the demand for a change in that law, I simply think that's no place for a police organisation to corporately be present, because they are engaging in and embracing a demand to change the law, the very law that they exist to uphold in all its
parts. What is not clear from the statement from BBC Northern Ireland this morning? They are saying that members of the Belfast Pride, the BBC Pride group, will be free in their own right to go to the parade tomorrow. Now, what is not clear is that if some of those members of the BBC Pride group are journalists, will they be allowed to go? Do you think they should be allowed to go? Start with you, Jim Allister.
No, I don't think they should, because if they're journalists active in debates, which they're going to have to adjudicate upon and chair, etc., then of course they totally surrender any perception of impartiality by taking part in one side on their feet of that debate. So I think that
what about their right? What about their right outside of their BBC job to attend this parade?
Yes, but they're not attending it outside their BBC ambit, because they're going to present themselves as BBC branded members of that particular network. So they're not turning up as individuals anonymously, they're turning up as BBC branded in that sense. But my challenge to that network is this: if there are members of that network who are presenters who do purport to chair debates on issues such as same-sex marriage, then in every future debate they need to declare that before they start conducting interviews. They need to declare their interest that they have a partial view about this matter.
Seamus?
If they want to maintain any semblance of objectivity.
Seamus?
I mean, Jim is clearly styling himself on Joe McCarthy here now. We're going to talk about lists of homosexuals working for a broadcasting organisation.
When did I say that?
He did not say that.
He did not say that.
What Jim Allister said was people who are part of the BBC Pride group, they would have to declare they were part of that group, is what Mr. Allister suggested.
It's pure McCarthyism. I think it's very clear that Jim Allister would be happy if all LGBT people went back in.
Jim Allister, speak for himself. And you just speak for yourself.
Well, that's what I'm doing, Jim. It's very clear that now that Jim feels that he has had some sort of victory over the BBC taking part, even though the BBC Pride Network is still taking part, that he's now going to push back about the police taking part as well, and no doubt any other organisation. I think that is totally unacceptable. Like I said, I think Jim would be very happy if all LGBT people went back into the closet. That's not going to be the case. I certainly hope that we get the largest turnout this year for Pride as a rebuke to those who would seek to try and silence anybody from actually being who they are and being themselves.
My point is the BBC have recognised that this parade has a campaigning political dimension to it in respect of same-sex marriage. And I'm calling on other participants who corporately participate, like the PSNI, to have the same recognition. It's common sense. It's evident that you should not, if you are a public body such as they are, be aligning yourself in a live political debate with one side or the other, such as PSNI will be doing tomorrow, and such as BBC would have been doing until the penny dropped.
Okay, Jim Allister and Seamus DeFoyche. Sorry, Seamus, your final point.
The dam is broken on this. The head of the civil service took part last year. We have the PSNI, BBC Pride. We have Ulster Rugby taking part for the first time this year. Antrim GAA. This is society coming together to say that we welcome and support LGBT people, and that is to be welcomed.
And we demand a change in the law.
Okay.
Yes, 100% we do. 100%, and I'm looking forward to that.
And it's no place for the head of the civil service to be demanding a change in the law.
The head of the civil service is not demanding a change in the law.
He's endorsing participation in a parade which does.
Jim Allister and Seamus DeFoyche, thank you very much. The BBC's LGBT correspondent, Ben Hunt, is joining us this morning. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning. So maybe you could provide us the context for this and tell us what the BBC Pride group entity is in itself, the BBC Pride Network.
Yes, so the BBC Pride Network brings together LGBT people and their allies, so they're employees of the BBC. This isn't something that's exclusive to the BBC in the slightest. You'll find that most corporations, most organisations now will have a Pride group of some sort where their LGBT employees can come together to speak about what it's like to be LGBT within that workplace. What you're seeing across the UK is that in certain locations where there are big bunches of LGBT people working for the BBC, they will start a chapter, so a local BBC Pride chapter. And I believe that earlier this year, BBC Northern Ireland had their chapter set up, and their executive sponsor decided that this is a great time to walk in the Pride March that's happening within Northern Ireland. So you're seeing this across the UK. It's the same thing that's happened with BBC Pride in London, for Pride in London, and you're also going to see it, I believe, this weekend for Brighton, Brighton Pride. So it happens across the UK. You're going to see it later this month at Manchester Pride, when employees from Salford will be marching. So it happens all over the UK, and Northern Ireland is no different. But you don't see...
And yet Northern Ireland is different politically than the rest of the UK, because there's a live to political discussion here in this part of the UK, Ben, as to whether same-sex marriage should be legalised or not. And that is what makes BBC, that is what makes Northern Ireland different from the rest of the UK. And the BBC is an active participant in facilitating that debate.
Yes, but then you would also say the same of government groups. So you've also got several different government groups who march in Pride in London, for instance, some of whom who were accused of being homophobic or being against LGBT people, who continue to march. And why did they do that? Well, they did that because they still have LGBT employees who want to show their pride on that day. So I think there is a distinction to be made between the employees actually marching for something and the global or corporate identity of something marching. So the BBC Pride group that you are seeing is LGBT employees who, regardless of what is happening within Northern Ireland, will continue to be LGBT, whether it's on Pride Day or whether it's otherwise. They're LGBT people. So it's not as if they're marching and saying we're going to change the impartiality of the BBC. No, they're saying we're here and ultimately we're LGBT and we're proud of that. So it doesn't, for many people, they won't believe that the situation changes.
Well, that's not what the executive sponsor said last week in BBC Northern Ireland. The executive sponsor said, everyone, regardless of how you identify, is welcome to come along to join BBC Northern Ireland. You do not need to be a member of BBC Pride, and I would like to encourage BBC Pride allies to turn out and show support.
Allyship is important. So allies, you will see, are people that support LGBT people who aren't necessarily LGBT themselves. And ultimately, when you're looking at the push for change, it is really as a result of allyship that things have been able to get done.
When you use this term allies, does that suggest that for those people who are not allies, there are enemies to this? For those people who... the word allies is a very interesting word for the BBC in itself to use. Allies.
I mean,
those people that are against the gay pride parade, for those people who are against the parts of the parade which protest for same-sex marriage, if they're not allies, what are they? Are they enemies?
No, I don't believe so. I think you'd have to take that with different individuals. But allies is a word that has been used within the movement for civil rights, within LGBT social movement.
Yeah, it's been used within the LGBT movement. But this is the BBC, Ben, using this term. Why is the BBC using a term allies?
Because, like I said, is that not partial? It's a widely adopted term within that. I think when you're looking at something like this, I think it's important to separate the corporate identity from those of the employees. And with something like this, you're seeing that within these Pride parades, BBC Pride is marching. Like I said, these are LGBT people and people that support them marching and showing their pride on this day. Now, I suggest, or I believe, that these people would also be showing their pride on other days of the year as well. It just so happens that on this day, there are several organisations also doing the same. It's not a real push for the BBC to change their impartiality. It's literally their employees and those who support them marching on this day, as they do around the world. It's also worth considering that there are organisations who march in Pride who don't necessarily push for a certain view on the debate in countries where, like Northern Ireland, rights are up for debate. You will see in Pride in London, if you go through the list of organisations that were running, you would have seen various investment banks. You would have seen accountancy firms, you would have seen insurance firms, who also operate in places within the African continent where LGBT rights are not a thing. This is not exclusive to Northern Ireland. However, this conversation and this debate, I guess, currently is. Usually, you will see that employees will be separate from the corporate identity, and several organisations will march under their pride organisation as opposed to the corporate identity.
As the BBC's LGBT correspondent, are you surprised that BBC Northern Ireland, the director of BBC Northern Ireland, has now intervened to overrule any suggestion that BBC Northern Ireland as a corporation will take part in this parade tomorrow, or that individual programmes can be branded, or is that in keeping with what was happening elsewhere in the UK?
I think that's very much in keeping with elsewhere in the UK, and it's not just something that you'll see from the BBC. ITV also would march under their Pride group, and they did in Pride in London. You'll see it with several other different broadcasters as well. They will march underneath their LGBT group because that is, it gives employees a chance to also have a good time at their Pride event rather than actually representing the total corporate brand. So when I was at Pride in London and I was reporting on it for the BBC, I didn't see individual programme identities marching. I didn't see individual programme personalities marching. It was more LGBT employees and their allies marching in this parade and showing their pride. So I don't think that, I've read through the email and I don't think it says anything different to what you see around the UK with other BBC prides. It is just a clarification for those who thought that BBC Northern Ireland was in some way branding the pride as their own.
It's not a clarification. So the suggestion last week to all staff in BBC Northern Ireland was that BBC Northern Ireland would, in its own right, be attending this parade tomorrow. Would in its own right be attending, and now it's not. So that is not a clarification.
From the emails that I've seen within that, I haven't seen that email where you're stating that it's...
I'll read it to you, Ben, because I know you're doing this blind. Last week, this is what was said to BBC staff. As executive sponsor of the Pride Network at BBC Northern Ireland, I'm pleased to announce that BBC Northern Ireland will for the first time be taking part in Belfast Pride alongside many organisations and members of the public. Everyone, regardless of how you identify, is welcome to come along to join BBC Northern Ireland on the day. You do not need to be a member of BBC Pride, and I would like to encourage BBC Pride allies to turn out and show support. You're also welcome to bring along your friends and family. In another part of that memo to all staff, it also invited staff, if they so wanted, their individual programmes to be branded, BBC branded. It invited staff to have a discussion with BBC Northern Ireland about that. And the director of BBC Northern Ireland, he hasn't clarified anything. He's intervened and said that's not happening.
That's actually really interesting because from the email that I've seen, it seems to go across with what the rest of the UK says. So they talk about establishing a local BBC Pride chapter of BBC Northern Ireland, saying they're delighted with the response they've received so far, and they're saying that BBC Northern Ireland will for the first time be taking part in the Pride alongside. This reads exactly as the same email in London would for the BBC Pride Network there. There's no difference. So if people wanted to turn out and do things as a group, as individuals, then they can. You do not need to be LGBT. So I think applying the Northern Ireland context, it can be read into a bit deeper. But from a London perspective, in terms of the Pride in London that was at last month, the email doesn't read any differently to what we've received there.
Ben, while I have you this morning, and it's nice to talk to you, by the way, and will you be coming to Northern Ireland to report on Belfast Pride tomorrow? Just as a matter of interest?
No, I won't. So I'm actually in Brighton. So Brighton is seeing the UK's largest Pride festival ever this weekend, with the likes of Kylie Minogue and Clean Bandit and lots of other different people headlining. So I'm actually going to be down there reporting on that because that is making history as the UK's largest Pride festival of all time.
Can I just ask one further question? Because we talked earlier when the executive sponsor here in Northern Ireland had talked about BBC Pride allies. Can I just ask you about the BBC's thinking around that? Because what are BBC allies, BBC Pride allies?
What are they?
Yes.
Well, they would be straight people, there'd be heterosexual people or cisgender individuals who ultimately would support LGBT people in their lives, in having pride, in accepting that they're different to the norm and allowing them to be so.
So I've seen here a suggestion from the BBC, and I'll read it out loud, Ben, just to get your thinking mm-hmm. around this. It says, interventions made by non-LGBTQ plus people, and this is where they're talking about BBC allies, mm-hmm. as they are not done out of self-interest, can have a greater impact than if raised by LGBTQ plus staff themselves. So is this the BBC saying that straight people will be listened to more than gay people?
I think this is quite an interesting debate. It's
you're dead right. It is.
I think something that many organisations have seen. This isn't prior to working for the BBC. I worked for Google and I was a strategy manager there. And prior to that, I was studying in Malaysia. It's something that you see across the board, and that many LGBT people will say that they, as a result of being supported by allies, by straight people in whether it's the same or higher position, they will be listened to more. But I mean, it's not clear cut. There's not one type of LGBT person. There's not one type of organization that supports LGBT people. So it really is across the board, having had several conversations. And I suppose if you're looking for that perspective from the BBC and whether that allies have generated change, then you'd need to go through several different BBC press offices to do that.
Sure, sure. But you're the LGBT overall correspondent, and so therefore I'm interested in your thinking as to whether you support where the BBC is saying interventions made by non-LGBT people can have a greater impact than if raised by LGBT staff themselves. It actually goes further. It's my understanding that some of these, as they're termed by the BBC, BBC Pride allies, will be given badges to wear, identifying them as an ally. Is that right?
Yeah, so that is an internal thing that's happening within the BBC. So if you are an ally, then I think you can get a badge of some sort to show that. It's just representation. It's just positive representation. It's showing that we're in a time when you can actually be supported by others. And I think it's worth also remembering that it can be difficult to be an LGBT person within several different workplaces, especially in places where your rights are up for debate. So it is important to have allies. It's important to have people that LGBT people can go to. And some would say that there's... If in places where rights are up for debate, it is even more important.
So what would be the difference, and do you think there would be the same response? So here we have a situation where the BBC are going to ask straight people who want to do so, BBC allies as they're called, to wear badges to be advocates for gay people because they feel that because they're not doing this out of self-interest, they might have a greater impact. Can you imagine if women were told within the BBC that men would wear badges and that they might have a greater impact and that they would be females' allies? Are you not uncomfortable? Well, are you not uncomfortable with straight people wearing badges being spokespeople for gay people?
I think it's a very different conversation, to be honest. I think that when people's rights are up for debate, that I think many would agree that it's positive to have signs of support. It's worth remembering that, in general, the Pride marches are there to show support for the cause.
What's the cause?
You would have seen earlier this month, not sure if you guys reported on it, but the idea that Boston wanted to hold its very first straight Pride march. And the backlash that was received in order as a result of that was the fact that straight people have certain privileges that LGBT people don't. And as a result, why would they then need a pride parade? Because they're already the majority. They're already eating most of the cake. So why would they be the ones to celebrate pride? It's an idea that actually, when you look at the core of this, it's a marginalized group of individuals who are ultimately asking for a wider group to show their support. And I suppose if enough was happening, then some, I can't speak on behalf of women, but I'm guessing that some would say that the more support that they have, the better.
But is there an implication in what you've just said, that you know, if they're wearing this badge, that they're showing their support, combined with the term allies, is there not therefore at least the possibility of a suggestion that if you're not wearing a badge, you're not an ally, and then what are you? I just think this is an interesting discussion.
Yeah, it's like everything LGBT, one of the best things about this role is that it is a very interesting discussion, the whole thing. But I don't think that if you're not wearing the badge, I don't think it portrays that you're not an ally in some senses. It's whether or not you're prepared to, one, show that, and whether you're prepared to wear that badge.
Well, so therefore, are executives around BBC Northern Ireland going to be free to wear an ally badge if they want, given the fact that there's a live political debate here? There's a question. Are executives around the UK who are not wearing an ally badge? Is it a fair question to say to them, are you an ally? Why aren't you wearing the badge? I think this is interesting territory.
The other key thing to remember is that LGBT, as it stands, does not mean that you're an activist. There are several LGBT people who will even be listening to your program who do not want to be marching in the streets, who do not want to wear badges, who just want to get by and live their lives. And I think in the same way, you'll also have allies in exactly the same respect. You'll have people that believe in LGBT rights and want to see more equality, but don't necessarily want to wear badges, march in prides and all of that. This doesn't mean that you need to be an activist. It clearly just signals the fact that you are open to people having more rights.
Ben, really appreciate you coming on. And hopefully when you come to Northern Ireland, we'll give you a place on the programme and we'd be very interested in talking to you.
Thank you very much.
So that's the BBC's LGBT correspondent, Ben Hunt. Interested in your reaction to this today. Let's come back then to our top story. The director of BBC Northern Ireland has issued a statement this morning just before 9 o'clock in which he has said BBC Northern Ireland as a corporation will not be attending Belfast Pride. He has also said BBC individual programmes will not be branded. He has said the importance of impartiality, the requirement to maintain due impartiality within our output is an important consideration for the BBC in the context of its editorial guidelines. He has also said that the BBC Pride Staff Network, that's a staff-led initiative that operates across the UK, will be taking part in the Belfast Pride Parade along with colleagues, family and friends. David in North Belfast, 03030 80 55 55. Morning, David.
Hello, Stephen. Just a couple of wee things. If you were a correspondent for the BBC and you were in the Orange Order, would you be allowed to march on the 12th with a BBC T-shirt on with a sash over it? And if you're a PSNA member and you're a Christian, would you be allowed to march on a protest parade to support Ushers? And thirdly, the guy said allies. Yes, know what he means. Steve, you're not an ally. You're homophobic.
No, that's not what he means.
It is actually.
Well, that's your view.
But everybody, what does he mean then? If you're not an ally, what are you?
Well, Ben Hunt did not. It was not his decision to describe this as BBC Pride allies. He is a BBC correspondent.
You're not an ally.
Well, that's an interesting. That is
an opponent.
That is an interesting question for the BBC. Well, by the way, this is not a. By the way, this is not a BBC Northern Ireland initiative. This is a BBC UK initiative.
Well, what about the thing I said? If you're a correspondent, would you be allowed to march on the 12th and have a BBC T-shirt on? Or if you're a member of the PSNA who are going to the gay parade, would you be allowed to support Ushers on their protests? If you're a Christian,
I think what is also clear here, David, is that the impartiality and the role that the BBC, and if we talk in the Northern Irish context, that BBC Northern Ireland plays in Northern Ireland society, that you all treasure it, in that you really, really guard our impartiality and that it's very important to you, David. Is that fair?
Yeah, but you're not impartial either. Trey said to you one time that you made a comment about there's no such thing as God tell the public.
No, I didn't.
But I asked you.
No, I didn't say that. Sorry, I did not say that.
You didn't believe in God.
That is different from me saying there's no such thing.
Well, you didn't believe in him, but I asked you, would you comment on do you believe there should be gay marriage? And you refused.
I actually think it was a mistake for me reveal that.
You admit you were wrong.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. About God, yeah.
Every time there's...
I admit I was wrong declaring that I didn't believe in God. Yes,
well, every time
there's
a programme on about LGBT rights, you'll bring Christians on, like Jim Wells. You'll bring Jim Allister on because you know they're against it.
And we will bring people like you on. And we will bring others on too.
I've asked you to bring a local imam on for 2.5 years.
And I'm sure there may be an appropriate time to do so.
When did you have him on the day?
David, thank you.
Promise me.
David, thank you. Brenda in West Belfast. Morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Stephen. I've just heard that the BBC have put on their support for Pride, and I'm absolutely disgusted. I'm really, this is actually really upsetting for me. This being gay.
So the BBC has not withdrawn its support for Pride, Brenda.
They've said that they're not going to have their contingent to walk to support Pride. Is that correct?
BBC Northern Ireland will not, as a corporation, be participating in the Belfast Pride Parade because the director of BBC Northern Ireland has looked at the BBC editorial guidelines and said that the requirement to maintain due impartiality within our output is an important consideration.
This is a civil rights issue. People are going to bring up religion. Religion is a choice. You choose what you want to believe. You choose how you choose how to worship. Being gay is not a choice. This is a civil rights issue. If you want to look at it in a different context, it may be if we have people here that were being discriminated against because of the colour of their skin, replace the word black with gay. People do not choose to be gay, and they're being subjected to horrific civil rights denials. And I'm actually shaken while I'm speaking with you. I am disgusted by this stance by the BBC. Civil rights should be extended towards everybody in this country. You do not choose to be gay. And people are being
About the right of those people, Brenda, who demand that the BBC is impartial in the debate around same-sex marriage? What about the right of those people who have a different opinion than those organisers of the Belfast Pride, of the Gay Pride Parade, on women's reproductive rights? The organisers of the Belfast Pride Parade have themselves
described.
Brenda, 1 second now. 1 second. I promise I won't rush you off. The organisers of the Belfast Pride Parade tomorrow have themselves described it as not just a celebration of LGBT, but as a weekend of protest. Now, how, Brenda, could the BBC participate in a weekend of protest?
A protest for civil rights? This is a civil rights issue, Stephen.
It's a protest for issues including same-sex marriage, on which there are differences of opinion, and the BBC must remain impartial.
Stephen,
don't you think?
No, I don't think. You see, this is the thing. Sometimes you must stand up for what is right. This is a civil rights issue. You cannot deny two people the right to be married based on religious rhetoric. Religion is a choice.
Well, the biggest party in Northern Ireland, the DUP, are denying that and are saying it's wrong, and they have an entitlement. The DUP have an entitlement.
You're not entitled to deny people their civil rights.
Brenda, the DUP have an entitlement for the BBC to be impartial to their viewpoint as well as any other organisation.
The DUP is a party that's built on right-wing religious rhetoric. Religion is a choice, Stephen. You do not choose to be gay. We are standing up for the rights of people who are just citizens of this country and are being denied, vilified, held up for ridicule, and it's not right.
And BBC staff within the BBC Pride Network will be at that parade, and it is okay according to the BBC for them to do so.
I don't think that stepping back from this was a good move. I believe that sometimes you just got to stand up for what's right. And I would have had a lot of admiration for BBC NI if they had stood under their banner and marked for equal and civil rights for members of our community. I'm not a gay woman. I don't have gay children. But I do stand up for people in our society that are being vilified, ridiculed because of the way they're born. Stephen, this isn't right. And I will not listen to religious rhetoric. People are talking about their religious rights are being denied. No, they're not. You choose how you want to worship. You do not choose to be gay.
Let me let Stephen in Antrim speak to you because he's a difference of opinion. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hi. Well, I'm not sure that it's a massive difference of opinion. I think everybody has the right to participate. But I think that the danger is whenever you have a political campaign ongoing, the risk for corporations to get themselves involved creates these divisions. And I was very interested to hear Ben talk about this idea of allies. I agree with you, Stephen. Allies implies that the opposite.
Well, you're agreeing with me. I was asking questions. I do not take a position.
Well, you see, maybe you can help us all, Stephen. Are you going to be attending tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
Do you have a particular reason that you're not going?
I'm working tomorrow. That's the fact of a situation tomorrow. I'm at work.
If you weren't working, would you attend?
I haven't thought about it. And I also don't know what the BBC's position is. We're currently asking BBC Northern Ireland. We've already put in the question. I would appeal to BBC Northern Ireland management to make themselves available on the airwaves to talk about this in the same way that BBC Northern Ireland management support journalists in the BBC, asking others to appear on the airwaves when they're debating issues, which you're all talking about. The question that remains unanswered, Stephen, by BBC Northern Ireland, we've only put it in this morning. Let's give them time. Let's see how they answer it. Is it adherent to the BBC guidelines for a journalist who is participating in active discussion around issues, around same-sex marriage and other issues, around what the campaigners for this parade tomorrow say they're protesting about? Could a BBC journalist be seen at that parade? And I don't know the answer to that, Stephen.
My immediate response to that would be that the journalist should recuse themselves from issues where there is the perception of, breaching impartiality. And I think that that's part of the difficulty. Once you start involving corporations, you see, you do create a sense of division,
and Brenda,
but there's no need for it.
And Brenda, you disagree.
I completely disagree. I feel that people have to take a stand. You have to take up a position of right. And if you believe that people should be denied their civil rights because of the way that they were born, then there have to be issues. There's a responsibility to that. Stephen, do you not believe that people have to stand up for other people when their civil rights are being denied?
Well, I think that there are mechanisms, you see. This broad brush approach to civil rights means that you have to stop and say, well, what is that right? What are rights? Because I was brought up to believe that along with rights come responsibilities and duties. And part of the problem here, and don't get me wrong, I fully support everybody's right, if you like, to adopt a position that suits themselves. The issue is when you publicize that, when you make your position public so that other people are brought in to this issue, you make it something more than just a personal and a private matter. And the problem that I see here, particularly in the Northern Ireland context, is that this is an active political campaign, and therefore it's dangerous, it's risky for corporations,
okay,
whether it be the BBC, the PSNI, or your local grocery store, to get themselves involved in that, because people associate
okay.
the brand
okay.
with the political
final,
project.
Final word to you, Brenda, just before you do so. The Reverend David McElveen, I see, has issued a statement. He says, last week I contacted the corporation to express my concern about BBC management giving official authorisation to its members to actively promote the BBC through their participation in Belfast Pride. Reverend McElveen says, I now warmly welcome the decision by Peter Johnson to remove the official brand from the parade. The BBC has always provided, at least my experience, a platform that has been characterised with respect for both sides of the argument. Mr. Johnson's directive reflects that balanced view, and I am confident that all interested parties will reflect upon it with an understanding that it is sensitive, that is sensitive and supportive. Final word to you, Brenda.
The photographs of the civil rights marches in America of Martin Luther King, you will see people in those parades who were white Christian leaders. They marched because they knew what civil rights were. It says in the Bible that mixed race people should not marry, but those people stood up and they did what was right. The same thing is happening here. People have to stand up and fight for other people's civil rights. It's not political, it's humanitarian.
Brenda, thank you very much indeed. 0330 80 55 55. We'll continue taking your calls about this today. 0330 80 55 55. The text 81771 at Stephen Nolan on Twitter.